JBI, which was founded in 1931 as the Jewish Braille Institute, announced its new name, JBI Library, on February 3. The new brand name identity reflects its expanded programs and mission to connect individuals with who are blind, have low vision or visual or print disabilities to Jewish life. Like modern libraries, it will continue to provide free books and customized materials in Braille, large print and audio formats while also deepening and expanding its services, programs, events and technology. As part of its new initiatives, JBI Library will lead a virtual convening online webinar on making Jewish life accessible on February 27. In partnership with organizations at the intersection of Jewish culture and disability, including Madden, the Jewish Deaf Resource Center and JDIN, the event will bring together experts to explore ways to make Jewish life more inclusive for individuals with disabilities. We are really excited to become JBI Library because it encapsulates our mission much better, said Livia Thompson, JBI Library's executive director. We want to be the heart of the community for anyone who is blind or has vision impairment, to provide not just materials, but also programs and a sense of connection. With the appointment of head librarian Jill Rothstein, formerly chief librarian of New York Public Library's Braille and Talking Book Library, JBI Library is expanding its offerings and reevaluating its materials, ensuring that large print, Braille, and audio resources are continuously improved to meet the needs of its patrons. Jill brings years of experience and she is helping us develop and refine all of our materials, Thompson said. The organization is also launching new initiatives, including a memoir writing series designed to give individuals a platform to share their stories. Not everyone wants to write a memoir, but for those who do, we want to provide the tools to help them tell their stories, said Thompson. We'll then share these memoirs with the rest of the community so we can all learn from each other. JBI Library is bringing together 100 individuals to collaborate on concrete ways to enhance Jewish life. By working together, the participating organizations aim to achieve more collectively than they could individually. The library is also expanding its Passover programming, offering a Judaism 101 Passover course both virtually and in person. The virtual session will be led by Rabbi Gabrielle Cohn, a JBI board member and patron. Passover is a learning opportunity and we provide Haggadah in multiple formats, including English, Russian and other languages in large print, said Thompson. We also have PJ Library versions in Braille. Orders must be placed by March 28 to ensure timely delivery before Passover on April 12. Another recent highlight was the Tu B'Shvat Learning Series, designed to help individuals feel more comfortable engaging with Jewish practice while fostering a sense of community. For those who feel isolated, our programs create a space for connection and exploration, Thompson said. Since expanding its programming just over a year ago, JBI Library has seen a surge in participation. The good news is that we've received overwhelmingly positive feedback, Thompson said. Patrons tell us that our programs feel personal, engaging, and easy to access. They appreciate being able to learn without feeling overwhelmed. One particularly successful initiative has been JBI Library's Jewish Poetry Series, where poets read their own work. On March 19, at 4:30 p.m., via Zoom, JBI will host the third part of the poetry series on personal and collective resilience in Jewish poetry. Poets Rachel Hadas and Matthew Lipman will read from their work. We had hundreds of people participate in previous sessions and hearing the poets read their own work added special value for them, said Thompson. Additionally, JBI Library also hosts Russian language book groups, creating opportunities for Russian-speaking community members to connect. We're planning even more programs tailored to their needs, Thompson said. Recognizing that many older patrons do not read Braille, JBI Library has significantly increased its large print offerings. We provide books in all formats because we know that accessibility isn't one size fits all, Thompson said. Even though only a smaller percentage of our patrons use Braille, we are committed to ensuring they have access to materials they wouldn't otherwise have. JBI Library also relies on volunteers to help record audiobooks, assist with outreach and engage with patrons. People can help remotely or in person, especially in the New York City area, said Thompson. With its new identity as JBI Library, the organization is reaffirming its role as a vital resource for individuals with visual or print disabilities, ensuring that Jewish learning, culture, and community remain accessible to all.